You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The 2018-2019 flagship season of Story Story Night has focused on the elements in the periodic table. The title of the season, Brave the Elements. And the final show of the season is quickly approaching, with the featured storytellers exploring the aspects of helium. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Jody Eichelberger, Artistic Director for Story Story Night, and Ella Weber, one of the featured storytellers. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I think I wish I could greet you with a helium voice.
I know. Remember as kids?
It's a rare substance now.
It is.
So, you know.
I know.
No frivolous uses.
So, Jody, I feel like we just had you in to talk about the beginning of the season.
Yeah. And it's already the end.
Right.
So, it goes by so fast.
So if you haven't been a part of Story Story Night yet, talk to me about the theme for this season and the elements.
Yeah, our format is to combine featured storytellers with people who just spontaneously put their name in during the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they have 5 minutes, and the featured storytellers have a longer time, and they're all responding to a prompt, which is our theme. And this year, I had the wacky idea to make the themes based on elements from the periodic table. So we've done carbon, we've done brass. Brass is not an element. We did the elements that make up brass, and I was corrected by that several times. So that was zinc, and we did copper and zinc, and oxygen was probably our most popular one, mm-hmm. which was interesting to note. But it has been fascinating to hear how personal narratives from people's lives are connecting to something as sort of esoteric as the periodic
right.
table, like personal moments that were inspired by people's connections to helium.
Right, right. And so speaking of helium, Ella, you are going to be one of the featured storytellers.
Yes.
With the concept of helium. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, A, why you decided to do this. Because we should note, Ella is the youngest storyteller this season. You're a junior at Boise High School. And so you decided, I'm going to give this a whirl.
Yeah, I had lots of encouragement from family and friends, and they all were like, you have to tell this story. And just to give a little background, mm-hmm. My story basically talks about political polarization and going to the March for Our Lives rally last spring.
In Washington, D.C. You went?
No, I went to the one in Boise.
Okay.
And then I also attended the pro-gun rally, which was held in September this year.
Okay, and that kind of threw your mom for a loop because
right.
this was not part of your family culture.
Right.
And so is this kind of where that goes, is how do you kind of hold both of those?
Yes. My mom and my dad both have we had a strict no guns in the house. It wasn't really part of our family lifestyle in mm-hmm. any way. But, you know, those ideals have been kind of instilled in me since day one, and I decided to challenge them and kind of figure out where my own personal political stance was on. Yeah.
And when it comes to helium, your focus is that not reacting.
Right.
Right. So did you have to, how does this work with the featured storytellers? I mean, did you have to basically audition and then wait to see if you got chosen for this?
I sent my story to Jody, who looked over it, and then we met for coffee, and I just kind of told him the story live. Mm. And from then, we have practiced, and I've made several drafts of the story, and it's just kind of been revised.
Then they meet, Ella met with the other two featured storytellers mm-hmm. in what we call the story salon. And the other two storytellers are doing different aspects of helium. So helium is basically clear, transparent.
Right.
And that's Jessie Roberts on Transparency. And I think you've had her on.
Oh, we've had Jessie in a couple of times. She's the Backroads Boss Lady. And we just recently had her on with her new book. She
right.
is the founders of Cheekies.
Cheekies out in New Plymouth.
Out in New Plymouth. And what she's been able to do is, and you, if you read her book, you talk about transparency.
That's right. And that's what she's focused on, even from the element of hey, I have my ghostwriter listed on the front cover,
right.
which is pretty unusual. And she had to fight with her publishers mm-hmm. about that. And then our third storyteller is Mikey Pullman. And he's a local comedian.
Mm-hmm.
They are a local comedian. And the interesting thing, a lot of times at Story Story Night, we have people who come on to say, hey, I've moved to Boise and this is my experience here and I'm learning all about you at this show. In this case, Mikey is about to leave Boise. They're saying right now that forever. I mean, I don't know how we necessarily know that. So this will be one of the first times we have a storyteller on our stage who's basically like a helium balloon lifting off and blowing away in the wind.
Interesting.
Leaving our atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're focused on gender fluidity.
Okay.
The helium nature is super fluid.
Super fluid. Yes. It's amazing to me that because I have to say, when you came in here to talk about the beginning of the season and it being the periodic tables,
yeah,
it was kind of like, but it's just fascinating how people have connected, as you said, to certain elements, because Ella, yours probably wouldn't have worked with a different element.
Right.
And what's fascinating about Ella's was that she had an assignment at Boise High last year in her chemistry class.
Yeah, we had an assignment to relate the periodic table of elements to things we knew well or ourselves or anything like that. So I related helium to myself. Mm-hmm.
And that had to have been fascinating, though, right? I mean, to have to just take a moment and think about that.
Right, and you have to kind of explore the different qualities of each element and figure which one kind of relates best.
Were you the only one who picked helium, or did other people?
I think there were some people who picked oxygen, but I think I was the only one who picked helium. I could be wrong, though.
So when and where is this wrapping up the season?
Yeah, the season started. We had our first show of the season back in October. Here we are in April at Jump on the top floor in the Pioneer Room. We also have live music at our shows. And so at 6 o'clock, the doors open, the live music starts. And this time it's Lita Harris-Neustetter and J. Todd Dunnigan, who have been with us now. This is their third year, where they also create a musical from a previous slammer in the year. So they've picked actually a slammer who I believe was in the Oxygen show back in January.
Interesting.
And they've turned his 5-minute story into a
musical?
A mini musical. It's about 10 minutes long. And this is the third one they've done. They've all been brilliant.
Oh my gosh.
So we're so excited to hear them. And so you can hear that music too. And we're up on the top floor. We have the whole floor.
And which night is it?
It's this Tuesday, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night is the final night.
Tomorrow night is the last night.
No pressure, Ella.
Yeah.
but Story Night continues though, because this is, even though this is wrapping up the season, then you have Story Late Night.
That's right. And we have new developments in that arena as well. So we have been beyond capacity at that show, which happens at the Visual Arts Collective, June, July, and August. And we like that venue. It's half the size of Jump, so our audience we haven't been able to fit them all in there. So we are trying for the first time. We're going to double the fun, and we're doing a double feature. So there will be a 7 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. So for the first time in our history, Story Late Night, which historically has always started at 8 p.m., which is late night for some of us.
Hey, look, 10 o'clock's like past my bedtime, all right?
So we'll have an actual late night show that's not going to end until 11:30 at night. That's a 21 and over only show.
And you've already picked the theme, right?
Yeah, the themes, so it's interesting because we're technically, the show's happening in an art gallery in that space. We're surrounded by artists. And just last season, we started to pay attention to those artists a little bit. And some of them came on and told stories about their inspiration for the show that's surrounding the audience. This year, there's an artist who is doing a show based on Lewis Carroll work. So there's going to be some, I believe some Jabberwocky and some Alice in Wonderland. So we decided to make that will be our environment for two of the shows. Mm-hmm. So we decided to make our themes based on Alice in Wonderland. And the first show is going to be stories about down the rabbit hole.
Boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exploring the unknown, right?
Right.
And then the second show is Drink Me. Maybe our subtitle for that is Shrinking Away from Reality. And our last show will be Painting the Roses Red.
And do you still have space for people to try out, or is it full? Yeah,
no, we haven't booked anybody yet. Typically, I wait to assign, as Ella knows, I wait until basically the month of the show to let people know, like, yes, we're using your story. Let's work on it. And because sometimes the best stories come right in at the last minute. So anyone can write story at storystorynight.org. Or call 208-917-1970 and pitch a story idea for any of those themes for the whole summer.
And then also very quickly, are you still doing the Slammer of Shame during the story lately?
We are. That has been so much fun. We actually launched a version of that on YouTube that's gone crazy. It's our most watched video that we've done so far. And this is where the idea is that the story is, well, anyway, the storyteller doesn't want to show their face to the audience. Mm-hmm. So we hide them in a back room with a microphone and a stage monitor. And I'm on stage with this black sheep puppet that was built by one of the people who builds puppets for the Muppets.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's, you know, pretty great.
It's a legit puppet is what that is.
That's right. And I lip sync live to their story. And our copywriter for Stories Turn It came with a brilliant phrase. We're now calling for this summer. We're calling it Alias in Wonderland.
I love it. I love it. I want to thank,
too clever.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guest, Jody Eichelberger, Artistic Director of Story Night, and Ella Weber. She will be one of the featured storytellers. The final night of the season is tomorrow at Jump in downtown Boise. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, some national recognition for Boise's James Castle House. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.